This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. Governor Jay Nixon signed a bill today that authorizes tax incentives for large sporting events and for some charitable donations. Marshall Griffin has more from Jefferson City.
The new law reinstates tax breaks for food pantries, pregnancy resource centers run by pro-life groups, and the Children in Crisis Program, now renamed the Champion for Children Program. GOP Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield sponsored the bill.
The benevolent tax credits were allowed to expire last year because of disagreement within the legislature on how to move forward with tax credit reform.
Due to an emergency clause, the law takes effect immediately. Governor Nixon has also signed legislation creating tax incentives designed to draw amateur sporting events to Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Senate unanimously passed a bill today allowing pharmacists to issue small prescription refills of emergency medication without a doctor's order. If signed into law, pharmacies would be allowed to issue medication to patients if a reasonable risk of harm from stopping the medication exists and if the patient has filled the same prescription at that location before. The bill would not cover the refilling of controlled substances like oxycodone. After each emergency refilling, pharmacies would have to notify the doctor who prescribed the original medication. Attorney General Chris Koster wants a federal judge to clarify a recent ruling that struck down a Missouri law exempting moral objectors from mandatory birth control insurance coverage. A federal judge ruled the law conflicted with a federal requirement for contraception coverage. On Thursday, Koster's office released a statement saying the ruling has created uncertainties for insurers and individuals. He wants the judge to clarify the intended scope of the decision. Last year, the Republican-led legislature overrode a veto by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon to enact a law requiring insurers to issue policies without contraception coverage if individuals or employers say it violates their, quote, moral, ethical, or religious beliefs. The Missouri Senate unanimously approved legislation Thursday that would require insurance companies to cover medical services provided electronically if they cover the same service when it is delivered in person. The bill proposes that people receiving medical treatment through telemedicine would not be charged higher copays or deductibles than they would be for a face-to-face doctor visit. Senator Rob Schaff, a physician from St. Joseph, says telemedicine coverage is becoming more important. He says a shortage in doctors specializing in specific medical fields causes more people to use the internet to consult with their providers. Missouri officials have scheduled a state house ceremony tomorrow to observe the state's first Vietnam Veterans Day. Four veterans, one each from the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, will receive medals from Governor Nixon and Major General Stephen Danner, the state's adjutant general, during an event in the governor's office. Last year, Missouri lawmakers approved legislation making March 30th a day of recognition for Vietnam veterans. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.